Welcome, everyone, to the next episode of Provo City School District's What's Up with the Soup podcast. I am Superintendent Wendy Dow. This week, I'm sitting down with Provo High's Lily Bueno, who was recently named the Provo City School District Teacher of the Year. We'll talk about her journey as an educator, what inspires her in the classroom, and the impact she's making on her students and our entire school community. But first, let's go over our updates. The last day of school is Wednesday, May 21st. Congratulations to all of our graduating seniors. We are so proud of you and all you have accomplished. We wish each of you the very best as you step into this exciting new chapter. To all our students, staff, and families, thank you for a great year. It is hard to believe that it is already over, but have a fun, safe, and restful summer. There are a number of policies or procedures available for review on our district website. Go to provo.edu, click on Policies, Forms, and Documents. You can click on Review Draft Policies here. The next school board meeting is on Tuesday, May 27th. Please check the district website prior to the meeting to see exact times and the full agenda. This summer, we will continue with our weekly podcast, so stay tuned. I will continue with my weekly video cast through the month of June, and then I will start them up again in August. Watch your email or my social media, Superintendent Dow, SUPTDAU, for my video casts. And now, on to our episode. I'm here with Lily Bueno. She is a Portuguese teacher at Provo High School. Welcome to this podcast, and you are our Teacher of the Year!
Woo! Oh, thank you so much.
Oh,
thank
my
you
gosh, so well deserved. So well deserved. So we want to know all about our Teacher of the Year. So tell us a little bit about your background and how you ended up at Provo High and how you ended up in this great space.
Oh, yes, it is a great space because Provo is actually my second home, if not my first home now, because in 2 years, it's going to be half of my life in Brazil and half. I love Provo City School District. I feel right at home here. I have a family here. Besides my family, I have other families here. But I come from a family which is actually three generations in three different places or continents, like you guys say. So my mom is from Italy. And my dad's from Brazil, and she went to Brazil and come with a family with strong, beautiful minds. My grandmother going to the university back in the 30s in Italy, if you think about it. And then they go to Brazil, and then my mom grows up in there. She meets my dad, and they have 8 kids.
Yeah. Wow.
And that for Brazil, it's very unusual.
Okay.
It was not
all
like
right.
Utah.
So 8 kids is not, it's unusual in Brazil too.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Not for Utah, but for Brazil and for other places.
Yeah.
Okay,
for the
gotcha.
Place where I came from, which is São Paulo. Yes. So now we have a whole generation from Italy and my dad's side from Spain.
Okay.
And in Brazil. And then we all grew up in there. And my dad sent his 8 kids to come to this beautiful place to go to school and to get our education.
Okay.
So all of us. And now the third generation, most of my nieces and nephews, they're all Americans here. So 3 generations, 3 different places. So I have always heard about BYU, and my dad has always talked about BYU and how I was going to come here and study at BYU. I don't understand why I didn't learn English before. I don't know why. I never know. But it's okay. So I came to the U.S. after serving an LDS mission. So I had friends and I had family living here already.
Okay.
I had 5 siblings living here in the U.S. And I came here without speaking more than 2 or 3 words in English. I knew hot dog, which I used to say hot doggy, and I knew McDonald's. I didn't know much. So I had to go through the whole experience of learning English and getting into college. And then, so I did LDS Business College. Then I did BYU, and I student taught here in Provo City School District. And then there's more story to how I end up teaching Provo City School District, but it has been such an amazing journey, and I love it. I love the opportunity, and I love this place so much, and I'm so grateful to be here.
Oh my goodness, that just makes me so happy. So tell us a little bit about how you decided to become a teacher. Like, what made you want to do that and to work in our dual immersion programs and all of those good things?
Well, so I come from a grandmother who was a teacher and my uncle also a professor. Cousins were professors in my family.
Wow.
3 of us, the girls, we are teachers. Even my sister-in-law who teaches in Alpine City School District, she teaches 5th grade over there too for the immersion program.
Oh, wow.
It's also a teacher. So it's like family full of educators.
Yes.
So, but I wasn't thinking about it. I was actually going to do nutrition.
Okay.
And I was taking a U.S. government class at LDS Business College, and I had to go and do volunteer work, which is something I love about this place. I cannot stress how much I love these communities' sense and doing community service. This is so amazing to me. It's not the same where I come from.
Yeah.
So that's something I have come to love here.
Oh, that's great. I think we take that for granted here, by the way.
I actually think you guys do.
Yeah.
I'm not saying we do volunteer service. Of course we do in Brazil. And of course we help each other. But the way it's done in here, it's such a beautiful thing. I don't know if it's a Utah thing because that's the only place I have lived.
Yeah.
But the community...
just a different feel.
Yes, the parents, the teachers, it's so beautiful. So anyway, it's my first time walking into an American school. I had never been to an American school besides college and English schools where I was learning the language. Oh, I still am, by the way, every day I'm learning English. And I walked and it was, I cannot even explain how it was. I saw the walls and all the kids work on the walls and that really got me. And I was like, oh my goodness. And I saw all those little kids and the teachers were so amazing. They were smiling, they were nice and it was so engaging. And I didn't want to leave. I left that place and I was like, maybe I need to be a teacher. And my sister-in-law was already a teacher and I come from family, as I said. And then when I transferred to BYU, I decided to go and do elementary ed, and that's what I was doing. It was a long journey, and I have one major, and I have three minors. Plus, when I was at BYU, and I always say mentors are everything in our lives, and they can change and help us to change the pathway that we're going to go through. And one of my mentors, she said, okay, Lily, they're opening this minor, which is Portuguese teaching. And they need licensed teachers for that. And I think you're the best candidate for that. She goes, you need to go and talk to Dr. Bateman. She gave me this piece of paper. She wrote it down everything. And then she tells me how long more it's going to be. I'm almost graduating right now. My whole cohort's going to be graduating. And then I'm like driving back home and my heart's just like, it's
beating. It's
beating.
Just,
it's going, yes. It's, and I'm like, oh, I really need to do that. And I remember, like, it was this day. My sister was actually visiting me from Brazil. And I look at her and I said, I don't know why, but I'm feeling this so strong that I really need to do this. And then how can we say no, right, to our own souls?
Yeah,
and we
really
just have to do it. So I decided to do it. And I saw everybody graduating. And there I was again.
Oh, my gosh.
In school. So when I go and see Dr. Payman, he actually was a missionary in Brazil in my house when I was like 8 years old.
Oh, wow.
I know. So he remembered my mom. I did not remember him, of course. And then I took all these classes. And then it took me a year and a half more to graduate in the Portuguese immersion or in Portuguese teaching as well. And TESOL, those are all my minors. And exactly when I was graduating, exactly right there, the Portuguese immersion program was starting. In Utah.
Oh, wow.
And Jamie Leite, as we all know, the principal at Lakeview Elementary, she was the Portuguese DOI director for the state. And she was looking for a teacher. And she calls BYU. And BYU says, oh, we have the perfect candidate for you.
Her name's Lily.
Her name's Lily Buen. And then Jane's like, she's looking for me over the place. And we finally met. And it was amazing. And I will say that if I did not choose to do the Portuguese minors plus all the immersion minor, I would never be here. Because when you come here on a student visa, when you graduate, you only have 1 year that they give you, which is a work permission. It's called OPT. And I would have used that without the Portuguese program. And I would probably have left back to Brazil.
Wow.
So it was like the timing was so perfect. And there I was teaching first grade.
Oh, my gosh.
Back in 2012. There were two schools, and it was Rocky Mountain Elementary and Lakeview Elementary here. It has been the best thing that has ever happened in my life. To teach those kids, to meet those parents, to be able to teach in my first language, to teach the core curriculum, and to see these little souls to become amazing, beautiful minds.
Oh, yes. No question. So you started off in elementary. So tell us how you ended up at Provo High, because it's a little bit different teaching high school kids than teaching first graders.
Oh, it's like
just a little bit
two different professions almost.
Yes, it is. That's a good way to describe that.
So I have taught college.
Oh, okay.
So,
yep.
And I have taught elementary. So in between first grade and BYU, it was like BYU, first grade, BYU again. So I go back to BYU to pursue my master's. When I'm back to Provo City School District, the same group of kids that I taught in first grade are now in fourth grade.
Oh, geez.
I know. So I'm like, okay, maybe I didn't do it really well the first time, right? So I need to do it the second time. No, maybe I'm having a second chance. And it was so such a blessing. It was so amazing to have this opportunity. It really warms my heart and my soul because the opportunity to see these kids growing up and to see them really learning and how much,
it
blew my mind, back down in fourth grade. And there I was at Lakeview for 5 years.
Okay.
Teaching fourth grade, the best team on earth. I love them, all of them. I have a family there at Lakeview. And then for many reasons, numerous reasons, visas, blah, blah, let's not get there right now. I had to leave Provo City School District. And Jason Cox was amazing. The district was amazing, really trying to help me. It had nothing to do with the district, but laws, immigration laws, and blah, blah, blah. So I had to leave our district, and I went to Tooele County School District. And I stayed there for 2 years. And it was also an amazing experience.
Oh.
I could teach in a Title I school. And it was an amazing experience for me to meet those kids. And
that's a different world.
Yep. Yes. And there I am back to first grade with masks. Can you imagine?
That's fun. Oh, that's fun. Yes.
So there I was. And then my principal comes to me and say, we really need you in fifth grade. And I'll never say no to my principals. If they need the help, I may not like it.
Right
there, which if it wasn't for the change that I had to do, I would be probably in first grade until now, but it was the best thing that happened to me. So I said yes, and I taught fifth grade. And when I was in Tooele and all the COVID and everything, that's when I lost my mom. That was very hard for our family.
Yeah.
And we were only here and COVID, and I couldn't leave the country and so many different things. And I was inside my classroom when I heard the news about my mom. So it was a very hard place to be. And I was having many different thoughts. And I was thinking, maybe I just need to take 1 year. Maybe I just need to take care of my soul and take care of myself right now. And it was a hard thing to go through. And then Jamie Leitch again.
Not Jamie.
Yeah, it's always Jamie. No. And then she goes, okay, there's going to be an opening at Provo High. And I'm like, Provo High? No, I don't teach the big kids. I teach the little kids.
I don't teach big ones.
And then I go, oh, I don't know. Because she was like, oh, well, if you're thinking about leaving, so I don't want them to feel like I'm stealing you from them, but you're saying that you want to leave.
That's right.
And then she's very smart because she started sending me pictures of the kids when they were little.
Oh, that is smart. She's a smart woman, though. She knew what she was doing.
Oh, yeah. She totally knew. And then she started sending me the pictures, and I look at those kids, and she was telling me about them, and she used a sentence that really got me. And she said, you started with them and you need to finish with them.
Oh, yes.
And I was like, okay. And I was thinking about it. And the last day I applied for that job.
Oh, wow.
The very last day. There I am now. And it has been 3 years, and it has been such an adventure, and what a change. And see these kids and their language proficiency and how amazing they are.
Yes.
And how their Portuguese is 100 times better than my English, and how where they got and these college classes and how much it has been amazing. Actually fulfills my heart because life did not give me a chance to have my own kids. Mm-hmm. But seeing these kids to grow up has totally healed that in my life. And I love those kids so much.
Oh, that makes me so happy. I don't even know how we ask another question now. I think you're speaking to so many different things, like just the fact that when you're a teacher, it's like your school becomes your family in a lot of ways. The kids you teach are your kids. Like, you worry about them and care about them as much as your own. Like, I don't know that people really understand all of that happens. So it sounds like that's been a little bit of your journey as well. Tell me a little bit about what differences you see between students that are in the Portuguese immersion and students that are multilingual, and what would be your dream for all of our students that this awesome skill where they know two languages, they're understanding and operating in two completely different cultures, and they bring so much to our community. Talk a little bit about how you get to, because I feel like it's really stressful for you, but it's also really awesome. So I want our community to hear about that.
Well, so I am not the one who teaches our ML students. We have amazing teachers at Provo High. They are teaching our ML students right now, and they really put their heart and soul into those students. But I organize the beast that's called WIDA.
Yes, the testing. Yes.
So we do WIDA screener all year long for every student that comes that's either new to the country or comes to our state from another state. So they can have a proficiency level. And that can be in Power School, and now teachers can see what they are able to do, and they can actually try to help those students, right? Differentiating instruction so the students can perform better. And during the WIDA Access, which is when everybody's testing around the school, and in high school, it's very different.
It is a little different in high school. A lot of kids are like, no, I'm not doing that test. Yeah.
It's a very long test, and it has four domains. And they have A and B days, eight different classes, and they need to be pulled sometimes four times from their classes.
That's right.
So there's a lot of logistics. There is a lot of time. And also for me, it's not only about the test. And Patricia, which I love that woman so much.
She's the assistant principal.
Yeah. The two of us, we have cried and laughed and have done everything together. But it's also about making the kids to feel good, to feel special, and not to feel like, okay, this is not just another test. And every time they come to my classroom with my broken Spanish, which I say, okay, I speak Portuñol, I don't speak Espanol, which is like they do. And I talk to them when they're coming, and I try to talk to them and say, okay, this is just so we can measure and see where you're at.
That's right.
And now we're going to try to successfully help you to grow and get where you need to be. And that has been the mindset of Provo High. It's like, let's make goals.
Yep.
Let's help those students. Let's see where we can go. And the district, wow, Michelle and Ari, they're amazing. They have a heart in the right place for these kids and these students. And it has been such a journey. It's a lot of work.
Yes.
Many, many hours. I'm not the same nice teacher when those months
No, especially at a school like Provo High, where we have a lot of multilingual students. That is a ton of logistics that you're working out that people don't realize.
I have not seen the sources, but I have heard that Provo High is one of the most, if not the most, diverse school in Utah County.
Yeah.
And so, yes, and we have these amazing students. We have students that speak Spanish. We have students who are from the islands. So we have all these students from Asia, from Europe, from Brazil, from have all
everywhere.
These amazing, I know.
Yeah.
And I cannot really stress how much teachers, they come to me because they truly, genuinely worry about a kid. And sometimes they just say, so how can I help this kid? So can you explain to me a little bit more? Or Lily, how do you do? Because my entire career, I taught in the language that's most of the time the second language for my
students. That's right.
So I don't even know how to do otherwise.
Right. That's right.
And I love it. I love doing it. That's what I have learned how to do. And I believe that my experience as an English learner myself has really helped me to get where I am at right now and to the way to help my students. But it has been a blessing because I get to meet most of them. I get to talk to them. I get to meet with the teachers. And we do some PDs at Provo High. They have asked me, okay, Lily, how can we do that? How can we help them? And Cammie talked to me and Patricia. And we had our teachers in there. And I was doing a lesson to them all in Portuguese so they could see.
That's good. They could see what it feels like.
Yes. Yep. So I did the same lesson twice. Once with no comprehensible input, with no modeling cycle, with none of these strategies.
Yep.
That's actually just really good strategies for everyone.
It's not just for a language learner.
No,
yep.
No. And I'll tell you that SPED teachers are amazing at those strategies.
Yeah,
they really know really, really well. And it was such an amazing experience for all of us. Teachers were like, oh my gosh, I had no idea. And it has been such an amazing thing to do. I feel like I can use my expertise, which is teaching in a second language. I feel like our teacher community, our admin, all of them, everyone wants to help our students. They genuinely do. Sometimes we don't really know the best way. And we're always trying.
Just trying to figure it out.
Yes. Yep. So yep. I love seeing those kids in the hallways. They come to my room when we do the seal by literacy or when we do the academic letters. I need to sign yes. for them. So I'm congratulating them. Patricia's all about, okay, let's have a party for them. So it has been amazing. I love meeting these kids. I love to see so many new kids. They're coming new. And then we talk. And then I see them again like a year. And now they're communicating with me in English. Yes. And it's so beautiful to watch.
And it's just something where you have a lot of empathy for what they're going through. You can really relate and really help teachers figure out, okay, when you do it like that, that's not going to help them understand it. But if you do it this way, it will really make a huge difference in how you yes. do things. That's huge. What do you love most about being a teacher?
I think that's a hard one because there are many things. But watching minds to become beautiful and critical minds, yeah. watching students learning, because learning is a gift. And learning is something that you need to seek. It's intrinsic motivation, and it's a gift. So I have the opportunity now to teach from 9th to 12th grade. In 9th grade, they are studying for the NEWL exam, which is the equivalent to the AP exam.
Right.
So that's a heavy class to help
yes,
them to
yes.
pass. It's all like proficiency-based and helping them with the four domains and to be successful. And when they go to the bridge classes, which are the
college
3,000
courses,
college
right.
courses, I have sophomore, juniors, and I have seniors
all
together.
Okay.
And I can see where the seniors are at and where my sophomores are at. And it's so beautiful to see the growth. It's so beautiful. I think I love so much that our classrooms can be a little piece of the real world. And you can see they're going to be citizens of the world. And they're going to go out there and they're going to do beautiful things.
Yes.
I love watching them grow. I love seeing them learning. I love during a final project and I watch them and I'm thinking, you're going to be the next president and you're going to be so, and you're going
right.
to do this. And I look at them and say, okay, you're going to be famous and you better not forget about your teacher.
What your teacher told you and all
yes.
the things you learned. Yes.
So it's a fulfillment that's hard to explain.
Yeah.
And I believe most teachers are in this profession because that's where our hearts are at. It's completely fulfilling. There's so much love. There's some tears sometimes.
Yes, sometimes.
It's
yep,
a lot
sure.
of work, but it's so fulfilling.
That's awesome. Wow. Tell us a little bit about what you wish people would know. Maybe it's about public education in general, or maybe it's even just about students or about teachers. Maybe it's just something you're like, you have no idea. I would love for you to know this about this group.
I believe that before I was teaching high school, I had maybe lost faith into our youth. Mm-hmm. I'm being completely honest right
yeah.
now. Because we are different generations, right?
Yeah.
And things that are happening and all. And ever since teaching high school now, I have so much faith for the future.
Yeah, me
it's
too.
It's so beautiful to watch them. They're so creative.
Yes.
They're so amazing. They're critical thinkers and they know how to do debates and they know how to respect each other. And they, wow, I wish everybody could see and how amazing students are. They really are. You know, I cannot speak for everyone. I know that I teach the best students. I'm so sorry. Around the entire district. And I really do. And they can do beautiful things. I wish many of us educators would believe more in our students. We can really raise the bar, but we also have to be there for them. They need to know that we are there to help them to get where they need. So it's CPD, right? I'm
yes.
going to help you to get there.
Yeah.
So I wish all of us, parents, educators, community, we would have more faith in our youth. And we would really look at them and really help them to get where we know they can go because they have a full potential to be there.
They really do. We can push them mm-hmm. harder than we sometimes think or sometimes believe that we can, for sure. What do you wish that people knew about, like, the typical day of a teacher that no one would think of, that that's something that you experience as a teacher?
Okay, that's going to sound silly, but I wish people could see how many steps.
It's so true.
In a day.
It is so true. Like the difference in my Apple Watch since I've come to the district office and you sit in meetings versus when I was a teacher.
Oh, yes. Oh, 9-day difference.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
3 floors in a high school. Oh, yeah. You're trekking.
When I B-days, it's like, don't even try to find me. And if you text me, I'm never going to get back to you.
No.
Until not the end of the day, but until my students have left my classroom. Because let me tell you, even today, so many of my students are like, pro. They call me pro. It's professora.
Professor.
And then it was profi, and now it's pro. And I told them by the time they graduate, I'm going to be P. So... But I love, they call me pro, and I'm like, oh, I'm a pro.
Yeah, I love it. I love it too.
My biggest goal is that every single one of my students are going to feel that I'm going to be there for them, and I'm going to help them. And so it is so heavy emotionally.
Yes, it is.
And also physically, and we are there many days, many times you're planning and you're thinking, how can I make this engaging? How can I make my students to really have the motivation to learn this? How can I make so they're going to participate? There is so much thought and there is so much that's going on, and you're really trying to reach out. And the hardest thing it is, which is also an amazing thing, our students, they are doing sports and music and choir, and they're doing so much. Sometimes they're so tired and they cannot be in the classroom all the time. And then you're teaching this amazing lesson and you have this amazing thing going on, and they're gone and now they're back, and now you're balancing this whole thing.
Balancing it, yes.
So yes, it is very demanding. I respect teachers a lot. I see teachers around schools, and I am there, and I think I'm the last one there. Let me tell you, I'm not.
And there are more teachers there. Oh, there's somebody still here.
Yes. So it is a job where you're really thinking about all of your students, and you're not just teaching one way, because only a percentage of our students are going to learn that way. And then you need to use another strategy right now and help them see in another way.
It's not just time consuming. It's thought consuming. Then you're always thinking about, oh, this is how I could do this, or this is how I could do this. Or,
yes.
I didn't see that student today. I wonder if they're okay. Like, I'm worried about them.
Uh-huh.
It is, people don't realize how much that impacts you from minute to minute. And it is go, 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 go.
Yes.
I remember I used to be like, I can't sit down, because as soon as I sit down, I'm going to realize that I sat down, and then I'm going to fall asleep instantly because you're just so tired. And so it's just going all the
time.
It
is. Yeah. But when I taught first grade, I need to make this statement right here, right now. First grade teachers should make more money than any other teachers.
I agree.
I remember going home and taking naps like right away because I could not do anything anymore. Can you imagine having 32 first graders?
No, 32
that
six-year-olds,
do not speak Portuguese as their first language. And then you're teaching all day. And then, oh, honey, it's like you're dancing all day long. You're showing them exactly how to do, because you're doing everything you can so they will understand you.
I understand. So you're using hand gestures and dancing and all the things.
And
pictures,
showing them and how to do it. And pictures.
And then oh, wow.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yes.
That's a lot. Yes. You consumed a lot of energy. That's for sure. Well, it is easy to see why you are our Teacher of the Year in Provo. We are very lucky to have you here, Lily. It's an honor to talk with you and just to see how dedicated you are to our students, and just hope you feel all the love and appreciation that we have for you, because I sure feel it from you for our students. So thank you.
Thank you.
And best of luck. I hope you're our Utah Teacher of the Year. That would be
amazing. Hold on. That's too much.
That's okay. I won't jump the gun.
It was such a big surprise. And I was like, my husband's making fun of me right now. And actually, I didn't talk about my husband, so I have to, because he'll never complain about the hours. He knows how I am with my students. Yeah. My sister's the same. So they all know how my heart it is for my students. And so it was a big surprise yesterday. It was a huge surprise. It blew my mind.
I think it's awesome. It's just a huge tribute to all that you do every single day. So thank you.
Oh, thank you. So. I think for all the teachers, right? All the teachers out there who are doing so much.
Yes.
And yes.
They're awesome. Thank you, Lily. Thanks, everyone, for joining me for this week's episode of What's Up with the Soup. As always, all episodes will be posted on the district website, YouTube, and anywhere you get your podcasts. If you have any topics or questions you would like us to discuss on the podcast, please email us at podcast@provo.edu. And don't forget to join us again next week for another new episode of What's Up with the Soup. Have a great weekend, everyone.